Hello, this is Adam S. I've never done this before. This is my new Anchor co-hosting thing, and I did one recording, and it's kind of fun. And that's all I have to say about that. Countdown. This is my first time on here, so I don't know.
Okay, now we're officially live.
Oh, the 30 seconds is like a warm-up to get ready or something?
Pretty much, yeah, to try to see if we agree on starting a broadcast together, you know, co-hosting. So, all right, so I found a book called 101, you know, 1001 Things People Love to Hate. Hate to love. Get that mixed up. Okay, so it's alphabetical. It's like an encyclopedia sort of thing.
Okay.
And do you want me to go to a certain letter or?
Yeah, start with A. Why not?
A? Oh, all right. Okay. Let me go. All right. Let's see. Cover art. The generation that was raised on CDs will never know that fabled time when some people considered album cover art. Album covers an art form. Rockers love to debate the symbolism of Led Zeppelin's House of the Holy Children of the Rocks imagery, inspired by Arthur C. Clarke's science fiction novel, Childhood's End, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, Pyramid Prism, and the Velvet Underground.
Okay, that's interesting, but for starters, how old are you?
I'm 28 years old, man. And
so you're more in the CD age. I'm 42, so I was kind of around during the record era.
Oh, yeah, totally. And there's like a resurgence, you know, of younger generations in particular parts of the country that, you know, go back and they, you know, re-experience or you know, for the first time. And,
you know, they experience classic rock, you know, different eras of multimedia, you know.
You got really low. Did you?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Block my speaker. Sorry. But yeah, like it's kind of a big trend, you know, go on Amazon and for some of the newer generations to go back to some of those older forms of multimedia, you know, like records or film.
Do they even have record stores anymore? I don't, like, you know, like
records here in like California, it's been out of business for probably like almost 10 years
now.
Yeah,
like 10 years, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you have like a couple, like Best Buy carries some CDs, records. There's always going to be like a cool underground record shop in bigger parts of the cities.
A lot of people like nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
I have a couple of boxes of old records, like, you know, 50s, 60s, like Beatles, and then the 80s, Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel, all that.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, you know, a lot of forms of music is based off of sampling old records and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it kept a lot of people interested, you know, in the music industry and stuff like that.
A big part of hip-hop was sampling all 80s and the...
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah, it was like a culture phenomenon, you know? Everyone did it.
Yeah.
And they, you know, published music with certain records and had to clear the samples and stuff like that.
So you live in California? I live in
Jersey.
I'm on the East Coast.
What? Okay, yeah. Hip-hop, you know, some of the strongest hip-hop origins started in New York and Long Island.
Yeah, when I was younger, when I was in high school and stuff, it was Biggie, Jay-Z, Wu-Tang.
Oh, yeah.
Nas.
Like, high-level mathematic, like, flows, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're really intricate, and, like, Wu-Tang had, like, a martial artist, you know, kind of style.
Yeah, they were into the, kung fu movies and all that, and...
Yeah, you know, and it really kind of gave way to, you know, film themes like Kill Bill and stuff, you know, the Tarantino films and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is pretty interesting. My nephew's calling.
All right.
Give me just a second. Hello? Oh, hey, I'm on a broadcast. Oh, well, call a taxi over here. We'll do some stuff. Okay. You started a podcast, huh?
Yeah. You found this app. Wanted to try this thing. My girlfriend is on it, and she said you should go try it. It's just like basically like you're talking to on the phone with a, you know, somebody you never met before. So it's kind of like what we're doing, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty much the new form of live streaming, you know?
That's cool.
Archived live streaming, but in a podcast form. I've told a few people about this Anchor app, and all I've gotten was like intimidating responses, like, you know.
I like to talk.
That's do you? That's cool. I do too, you know, like, I mean, introvert or extrovert, you know, it's like a form of like counseling or something, you know?
Yeah, I was trying to get him to get into it, you know, to talk to people, and he's not really like me. Like, he doesn't really get into that like as much as I do. So
I do like to complain a lot, and I saw it's, you know, I saw a thousand things you hate. Or whatever,
yeah, he thought you were complaining.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I couldn't fit, you know, things you hate to love, you know, or whatever.
So what is that book? Is it like?
It's like one of these Barnes and Nobles type of publications, you know?
Like a random, love, hate thing?
Yeah, like if you go to goodreads.com, like, it's called Encyclopedia of Guilty Pleasures, 1001 That's Things You cool. Hate to Love.
Like, I love to hate romantic comedies because I'm a guy and I'm not allowed to like romantic comedies.
Yeah, there you go.
What else?
Exactly.
Read one more.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Let me pull it back up.
Pick a random letter and go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Z.
Well, I'm on this like preview of it because I actually seen the book in a bookstore yesterday. Huh?
Have you found one you liked?
Well, yeah, like I kind of skimmed through it and got the idea like, hey, I should do.
Okay, so which one do you like?
Podcast about it. Let me see. Pull it back up.
Okay. Here you are in the background too, huh?
Oh yeah, my girlfriend.
Yeah, she. <Allison.
laughs> Her day off, so she's like, "Oh, what are you doing?"
There you go. See.
We have a four-way speaker call. Speakerphone.
Can she hear?
Yeah, she totally could.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I got my mom to actually get on Anchor and, like, tell her stories and different stuff, too, the other day.
And if my mom got on there, what do I do? What do I press now?
I know.
How does this work?
That is how she is. And I don't mind showing her.
She would be constantly calling, asking everything.
Yeah, like, I don't know how to set it up. And
I would just be like, I'm sorry we told you about it.
I regret ever telling you about this.
Okay, I pulled something up. 80s nostalgia radio stations.
Oh, that's good. Do you like 80s? I love 80s.
Totally do. It reads, remember how you razzed your parents for listening to music that was decades out of date? Well, the wheel has turned.
Yes, that's us.
Yeah. MTV's first generation has spun the dial and discovered, just as mom and dad did, that there's nothing good on the radio anymore. That is, if you define good as songs that conjure up sweet memories of one's fading youth. Programmers were quick to cater to these new forges by dusting off the Duran Duran, Motley Crue, and Big Country and giving them their own radio stations where Reagan is still president. Leg warmers are still cool, and Live Aid is the greatest concert ever.
Hey, they are still cool. What are they so talking about? Every movie and TV show is about 80s. They're always trying to go back to the greatest decade in
history. It really is. Have you seen the Ready Player One movie?
Steven Spielberg? No, we're in the middle of that.
We actually just saw half of it, and then we had to go to bed. We were tired.
We're all
tired. It was like 3 in the morning, and then we went to bed. Yeah. But the first half was cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that movie is like heavily like pop cultured out, you know?
80s heaven.
It really is. It took like $200 million to make. So much licensing of all of these brands and corporate. It's
so cool, though.
Reference points.
It's Back to the Future heavy. Car, the DeLorean, and all the
80s. So much. There was like Freddy Krueger, Chucky made an appearance.
Oh, really? That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to spoil it for you guys, but
it's okay.
It's awesome that you know you could watch this movie like multiple times. Like me and my girlfriend seen it a few times online and had to go see it in 3D. Like,
that's what we got.
How was it in 3D? Was it cool?
It was shocking, like because it's all artificial intelligence. In my generation, like you know, I was playing Super Nintendo and you know really like 8-bit. Sega Genesis type games and stuff like that. So, you know, the technology has come a long way and, you know, I would read
Did they make you wear those glasses still?
They totally did.
Do they work better now?
I mean, you really have to adjust your eyes to them. So you have to sit. So you actually go through 3D previews, you know, all the previews are in 3D before the movie. And they're the type of glasses that you have to like give back to the movie theater, you know? They're not free.
They have like a big box you gotta put in when you're done.
They're all waiting.
Rip out of magazines and stuff.
Oh yeah, like back in the day, yeah. Like the paper ones were cool.
One side was red, one side was blue or something.
Yeah. I've seen some that were just clear. I've seen one that was green and the you know, like an eye was green and the other one was purple.
I haven't been to a 3D movie in a long
time. We haven't been to a movie, period, because they're so expensive now.
Oh, yeah. We always hit, like, the Tightwad Tuesday, where it's, like, $5 here.
I think we went to a movie, like, when we first dated, and that was about 15 years ago.
It was, like, American Pie, I think.
Oh, wow. that's your date?
I think we went to one more, but I can't remember what it was. And it's always so cold in the movies in the summer.
Oh, yeah. The air condition.
Yeah, it feels good full blast. When you walk in.
It feels great when you first walk in, but after like 10 minutes, you're like, holy fuck, they need a coat in here.
Yeah, they do. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, we just recently seen this movie called A Quiet Place.
Oh, I want to see that, too.
Yeah, I wanted to see that.
The whole movie is like entirely silent. It's like a silent.
You can't even eat popcorn.
Did you see that trailer for Upgrade? It's called Upgrade.
Oh, I seen something on
the
it.
Guy because he's like a quadriplegic, gets completely paralyzed, and they put this chip inside of him that can take over, and it like knows like it can kill people, like he can kill people. And
yeah, that's
all kind of martial arts and all.
That sucks. Yeah, he starts getting programmed to do flips and
like,
parkour.
I need verbal permission to take over. He's like in the middle of getting choked. He's like, permission granted.
I know they give him access, click of a button.
I want to see that. That looks really cool.
Yeah, that does look really cool. And yeah, there's, you know, tons of, you know, the movie theater is like a mystical experience. You know, it's always been since I grew up.
Unless somebody stands by the door and leaves the light in your face, that's really annoying.
Yeah, I was telling my girlfriend, should I close like the entrance door? Like the lights making it all, you know, like
it does.
Bright.
If it's dark, it's really bright when any light comes in.
Yeah, exactly. People walking back and forth. They keep it pretty loud out here in these movie theaters. Like,
hey, what's your podcast name, by the way?
My podcast name is Wise Words with Yours Truly.
You should find me. I'm Lil Extreme, LilExtreme.
Okay, cool. Keep in touch. Yeah, we'll.
I know we're gonna get cut off, so that's why I'm saying it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys have a good rest of the day, and see you around.
It was nice talking to you.
Yep, good talking to you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.